Chinese State Media, Christchurch Shooting Exposes Western Flaws. By Ben Q on March 20, 2019. Chinese state media has declared that the shooting that took place in Christchurch, New Zealand, last week exposes Western flaws surrounding the integration of Muslims into foreign societies. Last Friday, at least 50 people were murdered in a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, by white supremacist gunman Brenton Tarrant, who described his belief that the white race was subject to a planned genocide as a result of mass immigration from primarily Islamic nations. In an editorial in the state propaganda outlet Global Times, titled "Mass Shooting Exposes Western Flaws," the outlet argues that immigrants, especially Muslims, cannot integrate into Western society. To a large extent, the attack took place not only in New Zealand, but in the West, the piece argues. The gunman is an Australian citizen. His white supremacist remarks clearly reflected unfolding ultra-right populism in the West. Without universal reflection in the US and Europe, New Zealand's remedial work will be limited in any case. The New Zealand terrorist attack is bound to have a serious impact on the internal unity of Western society and the feelings of both the West and the Islamic world, it continues. Current reflections are far from enough to exert an influence in the West. Unless these reflections can have an effect on elections, they are only formalism. Such reflections are perhaps ironic given how Tarrant wrote in his pre-attack manifesto that the political system he most admired was that of communist China, as well as the country's own human rights abuses against ethnic minorities. For once, the person that will be called a fascist is an actual fascist. I'm sure the journalists will love that, he wrote. I mostly agree with Sir Oswald Mosley's views and consider myself an eco-fascist. The nation with the closest political and social values to my own is the People's Republic of China. Tarrant's supposed admiration for China's political system may be based on the country's fervent nationalist ideology, with citizens required to declare loyalty to the state above their religion or even their own families. In recent years, China has also brutally repressed its own Muslim population, forcing over a million Uyghurs into communist re-education camps where they must renounce their own religion and declare loyalty to the state and its socialist ideals. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.